Good morning. This is KSUB, the student radio station of Seattle University, broadcasting at 89.1 FM and on the web at ksubseattle.org. It's 8:01, Friday, November 1st. Good morning. My name is Heidi Beck. I'm an instructor in the Culture and Language Bridge program. As you know, on most Fridays during the quarter, we present to you certain programs brought to you by Culture and Language Bridge students. This morning, our students from the Advanced Academic Discourse class will be teaching you first language lessons. So we are ready with our first lesson. Good morning.
Good morning, Heidi. I'm Yichun. Here is my partner, Hall. Today we will present a Mandarin class. Today our topic is inviting people to dinner in China. In China, dinner is the best time to improve relationship. It is a meaningful activity in Chinese life. Chinese use dinner time to talk with family, meeting with friend, even negotiating with business. Today, we will talk about how to invite friends to have dinner. First, let us to give you a dialogue, and then we will go to vocabulary and grammar. We will first present with Chinese and then say it in English. Hi, 下课了呢？今天考试怎么样啊？ The class is over now. How is the quiz today?
哎，别提了，考得很不好。Oh, please, please don't mention it. It was horrible.
那我们不如去吃点好吃的，转换一下心情吧。你觉得呢？ Then why not have some delicious food to change our mood?What do you think?
好啊，这是个不错的主意。Well, that is a good idea.
你有什么想吃的呢？ What do you want to eat?
随便啦，你决定，我不挑的。Well, it's okay, up to you. I'm not a fussy eater.
好，那我们去吃火锅吧。就在学校附近，味道不错，还很便宜的。Good. Let's go to have hot pot. It's near the school.The food tastes good, and the price is inexpensive.
啊，还是不去吃火锅了吧，太油腻，而且我个人觉得那里的食物不是很卫生。Oh, please don't. It is greasy, and personally, I think that restaurant is not hygienic.
行，没问题。那我们去吃烧烤吧。好久没去那个我们经常去的店了。Well, how about barbecue? We haven't gone to that restaurant.For a long time.
那个还是算了吧，那家太贵了，我最近手头有些紧。Forget about that, that's too expensive. I am strapped for cash recently.
那我们不如去市中心那家自助的寿司店吃吧，那里的三文鱼寿司和鳗鱼寿司实在太好吃了。Probably we can go to the sushi restaurant in downtown. The salmon there was so delicious.
不是吧，我昨天才刚去过。Oh well, I think I just went there yesterday.
对了，我们可以去那家 Biolin Crab 吃啊，那里的螃蟹太好吃了，而且服务也很不错。Oh, we can go to the Biolin Crab. The crabs there were so good, and the customer service is thoughtful.
我上次在那里吃螃蟹把手划到了，我不想再去那里吃。I ate there last time, and the crabs hurt my hands. I don't want to go there anymore.
好吧，好吧，那不如就简单点，我们去吃麦当劳吧。All right, then we make it simple. Let's go to eat at McDonald's.
麦当劳？你是认真的吗？你不知道我最近胖了很多，不能吃那些垃圾食品的。McDonald's? Are you serious? Do you know that...I'm gaining weight and cannot eat junk food.
行，那不去出去吃了吧，我们回家随便做点吃的。 OK, we won't go. Let's cook something at home.
我今天早上把家里剩下能吃的都吃完了。 I have eaten all food home this morning.
Oh, then we can only go out. Please tell me what you want to eat and beg you.那我们只能出去吃了。你说吃啥吧，我求你了。
随便啦，你决定，我不挑的。It's okay, up to you. I think I'm not a fussy eater.
接下来，请由我的朋友浩为大家讲述单词。Now, please, let me give the floor to my friend Hao to introduce you the vocabulary.
Alright, guys, let's move on to the vocabulary. So first, let's focus on the noun. So when we talk about class, in Chinese, we use 课. So for example, if we say like, I'm going to the class, we say 我们去上课. Next, when we say test and exam, we use 考试. So for example,The test is really hard, we say 考试 is 非常难 And moreover, so we say 江场 as 市中心 And barbecue as 烧烤 Next one is really interesting, so when we say sushi, we use 寿司 The pronunciation is really close Sushi, 寿司 Alright, let's move on to the adjective when we need to describe something is terrible and bad, we use 不好. So for example, the homework is really terrible. We use 作业写得非常不好. Next, when we say something is really cheap, we use 便宜. So for example, this stuff is really cheap. We use 这个东西非常的便宜. Next, when we say something is really expensive, we use 贵.And furthermore, delicious. So, for example, if we say that this food is really delicious, we say like, 这个食物非常的好吃。Next part, let's move on to the pronoun. So, I, when we say I, like, we use 我. We use 我们. So, it kind of be like saying we use 我, but when we say we just add a 门.So, 我们 presenting we. And you means 你. And he means 他. She also pronounced at the same way as he. So, 他. Let's talk about the verb. So, when we say, let's go out, we say, 我们去吃. 去 means go. And when we say, let's have dinner, so eat means 吃.And when we say like someone is hurt me, so we use 划伤伤害 as meaning of hurt. And when we describe, I think that is good, think, we use 想. And that's all for the vocabulary part. Let's move on to the grammar.
Hi guys, now it's my turn to introduce you the grammar. First, we will focus on some interrogative questions.Like ma, n, a, or just a question mark. This word, when it appears in a sentence, it always means it is a question. For example, Hi, 下课呢？今天考试怎么样啊？ The class is over now. How is the quiz today? When we say a, and with a question mark,It presents that this sentence is a question. Let me give you another example. For say, hello, we say 你好. But if we add a question mark and a 吗 behind 你好, then we got 你好吗, which means how are you? Then let's talk about plurals and articles.Chinese have no plurals and articles. It will be presented by the number. So if we see two people, we say 两个人. But if we see one people, we say 一个人. It's no difference in 人, I mean in person or people in Chinese. Whether the pronunciation and the spelling, I mean the words.The third one is 随便啦, which means it's up to you, I'm fine. This sentence is really magical. It expresses a neutral opinion. Chinese use this sentence very often to express I don't mind in English. What needs to be mentioned is this is not a full sentence because generally it has these sentences have no subject. We use this here because it's a dialogue and it's oral language. So if you want a complete sentence, you should add me, I mean like 我, in front of the 随便啦. Then let's go to the review part. Today we introduced inviting friend to dinner. We will have 5 questions. So how to see English by 你贵决定 then how to change a statement to a question. The last thing I would like to you translate 麦当劳 to English.
Well, if I could just sum up these lessons, I'm going to give a little bit opinion about the English and Chinese. There's no doubt in my mind that English is more difficult than Chinese because English uses a more complicated grammar. And furthermore, even though the Chinese vocabulary have a lot of words and many combinations in the Chinese vocabulary, but I still believe that English vocabulary is more difficult because there are infinity of words that I need to remember in order to pass my test. And thank you.
All right, well, thank you very much. I don't know, I'm not convinced that Chinese is easier than English, but I'm sure it's hard whichever direction you go from one language to the other. That was excellent, gentlemen. Thank you very much. We will be right back with our next language lesson.